ABC Radio Australia.
On to cricket now, where there is a new man at the helm in Vanuatu, with Chris Laffin appointed as high performance manager and national head coach. The Australian has a background in physical education, having taught in schools in Melbourne and in London. And as a coach, he's worked his way up on the club scene in Melbourne, and for the last 6 years, he's been in charge at Craigieburn in the city's northern suburbs. But now, by his own admission, he's taking a big leap into the world of international associate cricket.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's going to be a part of the learning curve for me, for sure. I mean, the exciting prospect through the interview process was getting a better understanding of what the role entailed through the split of the national coach and high performance management. So it was really exciting to see an opportunity for my coaching to grow and obviously be a considerable step up and to work with, you know, full-time athletes as opposed to leisure-based cricketers. But at the same time, in terms of the development of the sport in Vanuatu and having a look at the direction of the programs and the way that the sport is driven amongst community groups and amongst domestic cricket is something that really excites me to get my hands on. And, you know, hopefully I can be a part of the process that drives that forward.
Cricket Vanuatu has seen few head coaches come and go in the last 2 or 3 years for various reasons. Do you, at this stage, see yourself being involved in this for the long term if things go well?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was part of the attraction to the two, I guess. And I'd like to think that that was the attraction of myself, that I probably offered something that was a little bit more of, you know, some longevity in the role and an opportunity to sustain something. I'm really excited by, you know, not just the opportunity to coach and to impact on field, but also to manipulate and set things up off field as well, and to be able to continue to grow things. I mean, I certainly don't see it as a stepping stone. I see it as a massive opportunity, really, to, you know, embed myself in something that's extremely culturally different to something that I would have dealt with before, but at the same time, a really good opportunity for me to broaden my horizon and to really, I guess, sink my teeth into a whole heap of things together.
First major task is not so very far away for you. Towards the end of July, the senior men's team travel to Papua New Guinea to play PNG, Japan and the Philippines in a World Cup qualifying tournament. That's pretty much a baptism of fire, I would have thought, in associate cricket.
Isn't it? It's certainly been a whirlwind just going through the process, let alone knowing that that was going to be the first box to tick off, so to speak. I had a fantastic opportunity a couple of weeks ago to be in Port Vila at the time when the Indigenous Australian men's and women's sides were touring. So I guess that was invaluable in terms of being able to get amongst the squads and be able to have a look at the talent on show and have a look at how things are being put together at the moment. Obviously, Jamal and Ronnie have been doing a fantastic job in driving, especially the men's team at this stage, through the period of being without a coach and without other leaders. No doubt it's going to be a challenge for us, but it's a really exciting one, and obviously one that's really presented itself for the first time to be this close to having a crack at a World Cup berth for Vanuatu cricket.
And I suspect you're going to come across one or two unusual situations in Vanuatu. A number of players were not involved in that series against the touring Indigenous Australians that you mentioned because they were in Queensland picking fruit. I mean, that doesn't happen in the Australian world of cricket, does it?
No, that's right. That's right. But, I mean, that was probably a part of, you know, again, where I would say that I've had some expertise or can offer some experience in terms of that is, you know, understanding and you know, driving a program that allows an understanding of what takes place away from cricket as well. So, you know, that's something that I'm really looking forward to working with Tim and the board in terms of how we'll develop, I guess, seasonal work and fruit picking going forward, how, I guess, we get the best out of it for the athletes and obviously for ourselves as well, whilst acknowledging that it is real life. It is something that exists and rather than, you know, butt heads with it, how can we see it as an opportunity? So that's something I'm really excited to be working in with and obviously in terms of the playing group, the four boys who are up there at the moment have been working extremely hard and will be engaged in terms of the same instruction and the same training program as the group over in Port Vila is as well. So hopefully we're able to ingrain what we've got happening over in Port Vila up in Queensland, and then we'll have the entire group back for just over a week prior to flying out. So it'll be good to have the whole group together.
Chris Laffin there, Cricket Vanuatu's new national head coach and high performance manager, and he was talking to Richard Hewitt.